It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacaparral Valley High School for Camden Conference Volleyball tonight. It's the Camby Lancers taking on the Lacaparral Valley Eagles here at the Eagles Nest. Both teams are on the floor warming up and looking for a good matchup here. Camby, of course, having an outstanding season. They are ranked third in Class A, and they are, I believe, 8-2 on the year. And Lacaparral Valley 3-4. Lacaparral Valley was at a volleyball tournament in Wheaton last weekend, and they went, I think, 4-3-2 on the weekend in Wheaton. So, and Canby, they play 6th at Southwest Challenge in Marshall on this past weekend as well. So, anyway, let's go through your starting lineups tonight. Starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Camby and Madison. For the visiting Camby Lancers, 5'10" senior Gabby Harding. Number 4 is Mackenzie Janiseski. She's a 5'8" senior. Number 6 is Morgan Noyes, a 5'6" senior. Number 7 is Rachel Harding, a 5'9" senior. Aiden Bruns is a 5'8" senior. Maya Wente, middle hitter, 6'1" senior. And the libero player is Kyla Rangard. Kyla's 5'2" and a senior. The Lancers are coached by Janae Wright, assisted by Carrie Willem and Lori Rangard. That's your starting lineups for the Camby Lancers. For the Lacaparral Valley Eagles tonight, the libero player is Isabel Gertis. She's a sophomore. Defensive specialist, Addie Bond, a senior. Taylor Kittleson is the setter, and she's a senior. Riley Sawatsky, a middle hitter and a senior. Tori Bungarden, Tori's number 9, an outside hitter and a senior. Ayanna Gibson, a junior. She's a setter and a right side hitter. And number 15, Paige Meyer. Paige is a middle hitter and a junior. The Eagles are coached by head coach Molly Hennon, assisted by Heidi Gertis and Rachel Horniman. That's your starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent. And we thank Tony for sponsoring the starting lineups once again this year, this high school season on Q92. Take a look at the schedule in the Camden Conference tonight. Number 2 ranked team in Class A, the Mineota Vikings. They're at Renville County West. Vikings' 2 losses came to Mayor Lutheran early in the season. Mayor Lutheran ranked number 1 in Class A. And then they lost in the championship match at the Southwest Challenge in Marshall on Saturday against the number 1 ranked team in 4A, Wayzata. Other Camden Conference matchups tonight, Lakeview is at McRae. YME is on the road there in Kirkhoven to take on the Fighting Saints. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're hosting Tracy Milroy Ballatin. TMB 6-4 on the season. Excuse me, 6-4 on the season. Dawson Boyd 2-5. And RTR's in Prinsburg taking on the Blue Jays from Central Minnesota Christian. That in volleyball. Earlier this afternoon in Spicer, a huge huge cross-country meet at Little Crow Golf Course in Spicer. 19 teams were involved in Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd. They participated in that, and we'll get some results maybe before we go off the air tonight in the volleyball match. And then tennis, Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd was taking on Montevideo. That's what's happening in the Camden Conference today. Well, should be a good matchup, as I said. Coach Molly Hennon always looks forward to, and the Eagles always look forward to playing Camby. And Janae Wright, the head coach of the Lancers, has an outstanding team this year. A lot of depth, a lot of seniors, and They are just rolling. So we'll take about a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem, and we'll come back with the first serve between the Eagles and the Lancers right after this.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Chippewa County in west central Minnesota and central Candiahie County in central Minnesota until 7:45 p.m. At 7:08 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Raymond, or about 10 miles southwest of Wilmer, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazard, 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and half-dollar-sized hail. Radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Wilmer around 7:20 p.m. Other locations in the path of this severe thunderstorm include New London, Spicer, and Atwater. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guestwine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to La Caprara Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're just about set here to start the volleyball match between the Canby Lancers and the La Caprara Valley Eagles. Must be the La Caprara Valley students. They have a blackout. Everyone's dressed in black tonight. So we'll see how that works out. Canby Lancers being introduced by the PA announcer, Andrea Sawatsky. Having a tough time with the internet here in the gymnasium. And it's a little slow here, so I don't know if I'll be able to pass along some updates tonight or not. We have a construction going on out here at La Caprara Valley. It's a brand new gym floor that they replaced. That's a water damage on it. And when I walked in the gym, boy, it smelled new, and it smelled like glue. And they're making some progress. Activities Director Tony Smith told me earlier tonight that the new gym should be completed by a couple weeks in October. And so they'll be able to use that gym. Lacaparral Valley, they lost on Tuesday in Cottonwood. And Canby Lancers won on Tuesday. So Lancers and the Eagles, first time they faced each other here this year. And both teams, actually, you know, even though the Eagles have a losing record, they're playing well. They just make critical mistakes at the wrong time, Coach Hannon was telling me. Referees blow the whistle, and here we go. Your referees tonight, they had to travel for far. They're from the St. Cloud area. So they made a two-hour trip to ref the volleyball match tonight. Once again, your starters for the Eagles, Gertis, Bond, Kittleson, Sawatsky, Bungarden, Gibson, and Meyer. For the Canby Lancers, you got the Harding sisters, Janiseski, Noyes, Bruns, Wente, and Rangard. Canby in their orange uniforms, bright orange with blue letters, numbers. The Eagles in their black and red. And floor referee making sure everyone's coming in. And Gertis, the libero player, is in. Rangard will come in for Canby. I'll be in Canby tomorrow at Jim's Market for Food Wagon Friday. Always enjoy coming over to Canby and broadcasting live from Jim's Market parking lot. I think we're having hot dogs tomorrow, if I remember right. All right, back to volleyball. Here we go. Kyla Rangard with the serve. And the Eagles return it. And Corey Bungarden gets it started for Lacaparral Valley. Nobody in the middle there for Canby. And it's 1-0. Eagles. Canby B squad swept Lacaparral Valley 2-0. Here's Rachel Harding. Sets up Wente. Nice dig in the back row by Gertis. They hit the ceiling. And the Eagles get it over on the third hit. Rachel, a back set. And Wente with a pound that one. And it's blocked out of bounds by Bungarden. And we're tied up 1-1. Paul Ramo here at Lacaparral Valley tonight. Have a fairly nice crowd. Lancers serve it. Gibson up to Bungarden. Over the net it goes. Rangard saves it. In trouble now. Rangard got to get it over on the third hit. And she does. Here's a set by Kittleson. A drive by Bungarden. And a nice dig by Rangard, and then Rangard gets it over on the third hit. Good defense there, and it's out. I think that was Kittleson hitting it out. Looked good from up here. Canby students here and dressed all in pink tonight. Here's Bungarden, soft touch. Oh, a nice dig there by number two. That's Paige Nelson. Here's the Eagles in the middle. Meyer with a drive, and Gabby gets it. And air there on the Lancers, and we're tied up 2-2. Sawatsky comes in for Lacaparral Valley. Caitlin Kittleson on the floor. She's a sophomore for the Eagles, and Caitlin will serve. Tied up 2-2 here in set one. In the Janiseski goes up to Paige Nelson. Lancers hit it over. Gibson, Bungarden, partially blocked at the net by Wente. Here's Janiseski from the outside, and it's blocked out of bounds. Point Canby. Janiseski. The crowd is loud here tonight. 3-2. Sawatsky and Kittleson out. Bond passes, takes the serve up the Nelson blocked at the net. Big block there by number three, Gabby Harding. And the Lancers take a 4-2 lead. Janiseski, number four, serving. Over the net it goes. Gertis up to Gibson. Gibson hits it in the corner to Rangard. Nice pass from Rangard. And there's Wente. You're not going to stop that. Wow. Paige Nelson, good pass from the back row from Kyla Rangard up to Paige Nelson. Nelson set Wente up. Excellent there. And it's 5-2, Camby. The Eagles hit it cross court, and it goes out of bounds. That brings Coach Molly Hennon up off the bench. And it's a four-point lead for the Camby Lancers. Janiszewski serves again. Soft touch over to net in the middle of the floor. Now Curtis hits it in the back row. Paige Nelson up to Rachel. Here's Gabby with a drive. Nice dig there by Addie Bond. Sawatsky touches it. Now Sawatsky throws it up in the middle to Rangard. Nelson Wente, boom, again. Boy, Maya Wente can hit the ball. Paige Nelson doing a great job of setting. And you got to have a good setter in volleyball. Paige Nelson is a good setter. And she set Maya Wente up there really nice. 7-2 Lancers. Nelson sets up Gabby Harding, and it's out. Point lock of Pearl Valley. Gabby hit that one a little too long. And that's a point for Lock of Pearl Valley. And it's 7-3. Addie Bond out in for the Eagles. It's number four, Taylor Kittleson. Tori Bungarden serves the ball into Rangard. Nelson Wente again. It's the Nelson Wente show right now. That was the fourth kill out of 8 points for Canby. 8-3. The Eagles are going to have to block Wente. Get some blocks up there. Wente will serve. Nice tight serve into Gertis. Bungarden. Oh, now Gertis and Kittleson run into each other. And it's 9-3. Lancers here set one. Maya Wente, number 13, serving. Run jump serve for Maya. She's going to play at Augustana College volleyball next year. Now whistle. Got a double hit there for the Eagles, and Coach Molly Hennon's going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor here in set one. It's Camby 10, Lock of Pearl Valley 3. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Every American farmer works hard. It's a given. And at Golden Harvest Seed Company, we believe that seed performance should be a given, too. We are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service to help you deliver a better performance in each of your fields. Your success is our success. So put us to work for you. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com or contact your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, to get started.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is Sanford Health in Canby. Regular wellness visits with a primary care provider at Sanford Health can lead to better overall health. Because better health care starts with a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
All right, we're back. Timeout's over by Coach Molly Hennon. And Maya Wente just had an ace serve there, making it 11-3. Canby. And there's a big block at the net by Aiden Bruns. Wente continuing to serve here. She's rattled off some good points here. There's a nice dig by Gertis in the back row. Now in the back row to Janiszewski, up to Nelson. Here's Gabby with a big drive, partially blocked by the Eagles. Here's Sawatsky in the middle. Gets it into Wente. Paige Nelson sets up a drive there by Aiden Bruns. Now it's the Eagles side. This is Wolfschlager. Lexi Wolfschlager on the floor for the Eagles. She's just a sophomore, getting a lot of varsity time right now. And Camby, Rachel Harding with the point. 13-3, a 10-point lead for Camby in set one. Wente continuing to serve here in the Gertis. Gibson, Bungarden over to net. Janiszewski, Nelson, back sets to Rachel. Nice dig in the back row by Bungarden. Now whistle. Got double hit on the Eagles again. Well, the Eagles started out so good, and now all the momentum is with the Camby Lancers. Wente, amazing serving here, and gets to Sawatsky. Bungarden over on the third hit. Wente up to Paige Nelson with the set. to Bruns, and Aiden Bruns with the kill. Another nice set there by Paige Nelson. 15-3 Lancers. Coach Hannon shouting instructions there. I think the floor referee just told Molly to go sit down. And a ace serve there by Maya Wente. What a job Wente's doing serving. 16-3. Another serve by Wente. Tight serve into the back row. It goes. Eagles pass it up to Lexi Wolfslager. She gets it over to net. Now here's Gabby. Big hit by Harding, and it's good. Curtis couldn't return it. And Gabby Harding, number three, with the point. And it's all Camby here in set number one right now. Wente. She sure can play volleyball. Eagles weren't really ready for that. Bungarden to Wolfslager. Now Kittleson. Taylor gets it over. Here's Gabby with a big hit blocked by Sawatsky. And Maya Wente, what a job she did there serving. Probably rattle off 12 points. All right, the Eagles will serve. Ayanna Gibson with the serve into Janiszewski. Nelson sets up. Bruns with a drive. Nice dig by Curtis. Here's Wolfslager with a swing, and the Lancers can't play it off the net. And Lexi Wolfslager, who's got a lot of varsity playing time lately, a sophomore with a point for the Eagles. Gibson in the Gabby, up to Nelson, back to Harding. This is Gabby, and Gibson with a dig from her knees, and Wolfslager does it again. Lexi Wolfslager, back-to-back kills there for the sophomore, Lexi Wolfslager. 17-6. Eagles have a lot of ground to make up here. Ayanna Gibson over to into Mackenzie Janiszewski. And here's Rachel down the line. Good. Rachel Harding. Paige Nelson comes out. Morgan Noyes now will set. And serving is Rachel Harding. Serves into Kittleson. A little too far, an easy point for Bruns. Oh, Wolfslager almost saved it there. But Aiden Bruns with a kill, easy point there. And it's 19-6. We played at 25. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. A lot of Camby folks making the trip over to Lacaparo Valley. And an ace serve. Curtis decided at the last second to let it go. And Rachel Harding with an ace serve for the Camby Lancers. And that was the 20th point for Camby. 20-6. Set one. Rachel with a serve into Kittleson. Taylor, Wolfslager. Gibson throws it over on the third hit. Here's Rachel setting up her sister Gabby. Boom. Rachel to Gabby. Third kill for Gabby Harding. Rachel serves, and Coach Molly Hennon wants a timeout. It's 21-6. Camby. We'll take a break and be right back.
This is Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director for the Minnesota State High School League and a 1978 graduate of St. Paul Central High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
And sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
All right, we're back. We come on a commercial break, and the Eagles get a point, and it's 21-7. Camby here in set one. The Lancers and the Eagles in a Camby Conference matchup. And we'll pick up the action here with the Lancers leading 21-7. Aiden Bruns at the net, plays it off the net. Now Rachel throws it over the net. Here's Taylor Kittleson, Ayanna Gibson. Wolfslager with a big drive. Janiszewski in the back row. Up the Rangard, over the net it goes. Kittleson sets up a big hit there by 15. Paige Meyer, and the Lancers return it on the third hit. Kittleson, Wolfslager in the Rangard. Rachel, the Gabby, tip. Oh, what a save by Ayanna Gibson. Here's Bruns, blocked at the net by Paige Meyer. Curtis saves it. What a volley we got going between the two teams here right now. Curtis that takes a hard hit, play at the net, and who are they going to give it to? They're going to give it to the Lancers. Wow, what a volley. Well, that was fun to watch. What a volley between both sides there. Wow, 22-7. Cammy gets the point. That was the longest volley of the night. Gabby with an ace serve. And it's 23-7. That was a fun volley. That was probably the funnest volley I've seen all season. Some great defensive plays, some big hits, some big blocks. Here's Lexi Wolfslager. Gabby. Here's Janiszewski with a powerful hit in the corner. Back to Lexi. Gabby saves it. Back set from Rachel. And back in is Morgan Noyes. Play at the net. Paige Meyer. Eagles get it over. Here's Rachel. Sets up Janiszewski from the outside. Nice dig in the back row by Tori. Bungarden hits it. Or Lexi hits it in a point for Canby. And it's set point for the Lancers. 24-7 the score. Set point for Canby. Here's a run jump serve by Gabby into Ayanna. Bungarden, and there it drops in between them. And Canby takes the first set, 25-7. We'll take a couple-minute break as they switch benches, and we'll come back with set two right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton. Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Welcome back to Lacaparra Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Well, it was all Canby in set one as they defeated the Eagles 25-7. Mayawenty with four kills, two ace serves to lead the Lancers. Lexi Wolfslager had two kills for the Eagles, and we're starting set two out with a big kill by Mayawenty at the net. She is 6 foot one, very athletic, and she really can swing. All right, 1-0, set two. Lancers leaders, Bungard with a big kill. Tori can do it too. Tori's a good hitter, and she picks up her second kill of the match. Tori Bungarden. Now in for Lacapral Valley, Claire Borsted. Claire will serve. Coach Hannon looking to tell her where to serve. And they're going to serve into Rangard. Up to Nelson. Back set to Wente. And it's just like automatic. It's, how do you stop that? She just does that slide so well. 2-1, Camby. Curtis back on the floor for Lacapral Valley. Here, Curtis will take the second hit, and then Gibson will hit it over the net. Here's Paige Nelson with a set to Gabby Harding. Boom! The Lancers are working on all cylinders right now, let me tell you. Well, the Camby students, they're dressed in all pink tonight, and a little back and forth fun between the Camby students and the Lacapral Valley students between sets here. The Lacapral students, they're all dressed in black. I didn't quite make out what the chants were, but some good laughs, and there's Wente again. Maya Wente is having a night, thanks to Paige Nelson, the setter. She is doing an amazing job setting to Maya. 4-1. Let's see if the Eagles can rebound here. A nice swing there by Sawatsky, and the Lancers get it over, and Curtis comes flying in there. And the Eagles get it back over. Nice play by Lacapral Valley. And Maya Wente again. Well, you give Maya Wente the ball, and things are going to happen. Janiszewski serves into Addie Bond. Up to Kittleson. Now, and Ayanna Gibson goes cross-court. And it's out of bounds. 6-1. Head coach Janae Wright. Standing up, shouting instructions to her team. Kittleson, Sawatsky throws it deep in the corner. Rangard chases it down. Now here's Gabby, cross-court swing. Eagles returning. Gibson blocks at the net. Sawatsky with a big hit. Black Lancers return it. Here's Bungarden from the outside, and it's just out. 7-1. Eagles lost the first set, 25-7. I want to apologize. I'm having trouble with my phone, my Wi-Fi, here in the Lacapral Valley gym tonight, so I'm not able to pass along updates to you or get scores out like I always do. I have to wait till I get home, I guess. Eagles get that point. It's 7-2. Bond comes out. Bungarden serves. Oh, nice dig by Kyla Rangard. Oh, she sacrificed her body there, and Wente again. Maya is a force out there. When you're 6'1", long arms, long legs, very, very athletic, can jump. And that's why she's going to be playing at Augustana tomorrow. She probably wishes. She wants to finish the year out with the Lancers. And Ayanna Gibson finds a spot open there for Lacapral Valley. Wente's going to come out now on the rotation. Let's see if the Eagles can get some points while Wente's sitting on the bench. Gibson serves into the back row to Gabby. Here's Nelson. Back to Gabby. Third hit. Good. I tell you what, this Paige Nelson, she's just a junior. She'll be back next year. She can set. Just fingertip setting. I think this is Rachel serving. Yep, Rachel serves. Good. And nobody in the back row. They just looked at each other. And Rachel with an ace serve. That's her second ace serve of the night. Camby comes in ranked number 3 in Class A, right behind Minnesota, number 2. Maple Lakes, number 1. Lexi Wischlager blocked it and got it over the net, but went on the other side of the antenna. And Coach Molly Hennon's going to call a timeout. Getting away from her here. It's 11-3. Can be set due. Lancers lead the Eagles 1-0. And the student section starts. chanting again. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Lacapra Valley High School right after this.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo here at Lacapra Valley High School. Camden Conference Volleyball tonight, 12-3. Cammy leading in set two. Big block by Harding at the net. Now a whistle and a double hit on Lacapra Valley. Boy, the Eagles just struggling right now. And Cammy playing very well. Cammy took the first set from the Eagles, 25-7. And right now they lead by 10 here in set two, 13-3. Sawatsky over on the third hit. Here's Rachel to Gabby on the outside. Nice dig again there by Gertis. And here's Harding, Gabby from the outside, and it's good. Gabby Harding. 14-3 Lancers. Rachel will serve. Tammy's senior-led team this year. And the serve goes into Gibson. Here's Wushlager, sets up Sawatsky, and Riley hits it way long out of bounds. And it's 15-3. Lancers running away with this one in set two. I don't know if you can hear the student section, but they're making a lot of noise right now. Served by Camby, goes into Bungarden, and Gibson plays it off the net. Sawatsky plays it off the net, and a big hit there by Gabby Harding. Gabby's got 7 kills, 1 block, and 1 ace serve for the Lancers. And Rachel, her twin sister, will serve. 16-3, Lancers over the Eagles. Rachel serves, goes into Gertis, pops it up, passes up to Iana. Here's Sawatsky from the middle of the floor. And Sawatsky, Riley picks up her first kill. Senior middle hitter. Hard to believe Riley's a senior. Tori Bungarden's a senior. Girls have been playing a lot of varsity over the last few years. Time goes fast. Here's a nice back set from Rachel to Gabby. Oh, man, the twin sisters set each other up nice there. And they're wearing some big smiles on their face after that play. 17-4. And the serve by the Lancers. Gibson passes up front to Kittleson. Paige Meyer gets it over to net. Here's Gertis again. Boy, Gertis is playing well in the back row, digging up a lot. She's been busy. And there's Paige Nelson with her first kill. Morgan Noyes. Morgan Noyes with the kill, number 6. And Gabby Harding with the serve, 18-4. Serve into Gertis. Pops it up in the air. Kittleson. Bungarden over the net. Rachel. And Mackenzie Janiszewski decides to throw it over on the second hit and does. Lexi Wolfschlager with the kill. The sophomore, Lexi Wolfschlager, her third kill of the night. Addie Bond will come to the floor. Lexi will come out. Addie Bond will serve for Lacapra Valley. Eagles down 18-5. Set two. Rachel sets up a drive there by Mackenzie Janiszewski. And Mackenzie just picked up her second kill. Aiden Bruns comes out. Coach Janae Wright talking to Aiden. Lancers looking for their 20th point here. And, boy, no, Paige Meyer with a nice job gets it over, and then Zanuszewski finishes it off with the point. And it's 20-5. Coach Molly Hennen looking not too happy. Lockerparl student making some noise. That's probably the best entertainment, just watching the student body sections of Canby and Lockerparl Valley going at it. Oh, nice block there by number 15, Eagles, Paige Meyer. Another nice block off Janiszewski's hit. Here's noise and a point there. I think that was Rachel getting that point. And it's 21-5, Canby. Lancers won the first set over Lockerparl Valley, 25-7. Here's a serve by the Eagles, or by the Lancers, and Bungarden with the kill. From the outside, Tori Bungarden, outside hitter and a senior, with her third kill of the match. 21-6. Eagles' Taylor Kittleson with the serve. Lancers play it up front in the middle to Janiszewski. Bond keeps it alive, but cannot. And a point there for Janiszewski. And it's 22-6. Paige Nelson back in. Paige Nelson is going to serve. Now does in the Addie Bond. Here's Kittleson setting up Paige Meyer. And nice hit there by Paige Meyer. Her first kill of the match right in the middle. And nice set there too. Swatsky back in. It's 22-7. Serving for Lockerparl Valley is Claire Borsted off the bench. Claire's serve is high and long, out of bounds. Point Canby. Hey, we're going to have football for you tomorrow night. I'll be in Minneota. State-ranked Vikings hosting the Lockerparl Valley Eagles and Coach Tony Smith. 7 o'clock kickoff from Compline Field. 23-7 the score here in set two. Swatsky. Rangard. Here's Gabby from the outside. Boom! Gabby Harding. Gabby's having a nice night. Set point for Canby. 24-7. They get the next point. They win the set. They'll go up 2-0 on the Eagles. Janiszewski serving to Bond. Kittleson. Here's Swatsky. Soft touch. Blocked at the net by Wente. And that'll do it. It's 25-7. Same score as the first set. So the Canby Lancers lead the Eagles 2-0. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll be back with more volleyball from Lockerparl Valley right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison-Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com. Also brought to you by Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, where they carry a complete line of Baldwin filters for ag, auto, construction, and truck. Baldwin filters clean better, last longer, and hold 25% more dirt, and they're available at Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-4337.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lockerparl County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lockerparl County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lockerparl County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lockerparl County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Paul Ramo back here at Lockapaw Valley High School. It's been all Canby Lancers tonight. They took the first set and the second set by the exact same score of 25-7. Did text a friend of mine that's in Dawson, and Dawson lost the first set to TMB in Dawson 25-11. So the Blackjacks without Ayanna Hasted, who sprained her ankle really bad last Tuesday in that tough five-set loss to the Hancock Owls. So wishing Ayanna Hasted the best as she recovers from a sprained ankle. She'll be out for a couple weeks. All right, here we go. Set three begins, and Rangard serves to the Eagles. Pungarden will throw it over on two sets, two hands. Here's Rachel to Wente, and Wente gets her kill again. 10th kill of the night for Maya Wente. She's kind of quiet in that second set there. And then first set, she was a tear with a couple ace serves and seven kills in that first set. Here's Paige Meyer. I think that was tipped. No, it was not. So they're going to give a point to the Lancers. And the Lancers jump out to a 2-0 lead on the Lockapaw Valley Eagles here in set three. Bungarden will throw it over, and oh, hit Gabby in the face in the back row. Kind of rolled up on her there, but the Lancers get it back, and then Bungarden smokes one from the outside for Lockapaw Valley. Tori picks up her fourth kill. A lot of Canby fans here tonight sitting below me, and the Eagle fans across the way on this Thursday night. Got football tomorrow night, as I mentioned. Looking forward to that. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're going to host Yellow Medicine East at RB Clay Field tomorrow night. 2-1. Lancers as their slot. Oh, that was Paige Nelson, or Paige Meyer. Paige Meyer with the kill. And we're tied up 2-2. Like I said, it's been fun watching the student body sections tonight. Battle it out so you can make the loudest noise. Oh, and Paige Nelson does it again. Hey, the Eagles, I think, have their first lead of the night, 3-2. How about that? Eagles leading by one. Kittleson serves. Here's Maya Wente from the outside. Bond saves it from the back row up to Kittleson. Here's Bungarden. Blocked by Wente at the net. Goes over the net. Kittleson again to Bungarden from the outside. And it's good. Kill there by Bungarden. Her fifth kill of the night. See, it's Kittleson serving. In the back row, it's a long serve, but Gabby plays it and can't play it. An ace serve there for number four, Taylor Kittleson. And the Eagles have a 5-2 lead here in set three, trying to force a set four. Here's Rachel to Janiszewski. Good. Mackenzie Janiszewski, fourth kill for Janiszewski. Now Paige Nelson will come in and serve for the Canby Lancers. She looked tremendous in that first set serving. And the serve goes over net. Gertis. Gertis scores from the back row. How about that? Isabel Gertis, the libero player, just picked up the sixth point for the Eagles. And the Eagles have a 6-3 lead on the Canby Lancers. And Caitlin Kittleson comes off the bench to serve into Rangard. Here's Nelson, sets up Wente, and he's not going to stop it. He's just not going to stop that set from Nelson to Wente on a slide. They call that a slide, where Wente comes behind Paige and just pounds it from the outside. And it is hit hard. I wouldn't want to even get in the way of that ball. I'd be trying to avoid it. 6-4, now whistle, stoppage of play, and it's against Canby. I'm not quite sure what the call was there. Maybe somebody went under the net. Eagles 7-4. They're down two sets to none. Bungarden serves into Rangard. Here's Nelson Nwente. Boom. Nelson Nwente. That is a combination. The serve by Wente goes into Curtis. Here's outside to Gabby. And it's good. Gabby Harding scores. Gabby's putting up some nice numbers tonight. And it's 7-6, a one-point lead for La Caparo Valley. Wente serves. She served a long time. Oh, good decision there by Curtis. Isabel ducked in the last second on the back line there, and it went out. The serve there by Wente out. And the Eagles have a two-point lead, 8-6. Anna Gibson into Janicevski. And Paige Nelson plays it off the net. Here's number 13, Sheridan Boosie in. And then Gabby can't hit it over the net. Point La Caparo Valley. Listen to the La Caparo Valley students. It's a three-point lead for the Eagles. 9-6. Anna Gibson serving. Into the back row to Janicevski. Nelson's going to set up Gabby from the outside. Curtis can't play it back over. Point. Another nice set by Paige Nelson. 9-7. Two-point lead for La Caparo Valley. They lost the first set 25-7 to Camby. They lost the second set 25-7. And here, Sawatsky, Riley unable to get it up high enough, fanned on it, and a point for Camby, 9-8. Rachel Harding serves into the middle of the floor, and back is a shot there by Aiden Bruns. Here's play at the net, Sawatsky, Bruns, Sawatsky wins that one. Nice job by Riley Sawatsky. Wait, what are they going to do? They're going to give the point to Camby. They're going to reverse the call there. Referees talk to each other. And we're tied up 9-9. Remember, the Eagles are without Riley Lund, who had knee surgery this summer. She's sitting on the bench with a knee brace. And that's a big blow to the Eagles there. I'm not even sure if Riley will be able to play basketball this summer. And there's a kill by Sheridan Boosie. Sheridan's first kill. And the Eagles retake the lead 10-9. And I will say La Caparo Valley playing a little better than they have in the first two sets. La Caparo serves. And here's Noyes with a hit from the outside. Play at the net. And the Eagles can't play it. 10-10 the score. Wente on the bench. Paige Nelson on the bench. One of the best setters to one of the best hitters in the Camden Conference on the bench in the rotation right now for Camby. And there's Paige Meyer scores for La Caparo Valley right in the middle of the net. I was going to say that's a good combination between Paige Nelson and Maya Wente, just like years ago. Megan Larson setting up Taylor Reese from Mineota. Remember that combination? That won a state championship. Here it's 11-10, and a drive there by number 12, Aiden Bruns, with the kill. And we're tied 11-11. Those are some Taylor Reese and Megan Larson for Mineota a few years back. But always remember that combination in volleyball. And Wente back in, powers one through from the outside. 12 kills for Maya Wente. And the Lancers retake the lead 12-11. They lead two sets to none on La Caparo Valley here tonight at the Eagles Nest in front of a nice crowd. Here's Janicevski and Gibson, and then Meyer gets it over. Wente scores from the middle. Maya Wente. 13-11. 15 kills for Maya Wente. Curtis hits it too far. Out. 15 kills for Maya Wente. 7 kills for Gabby Harding. Leading the Eagles in kills is Tori Bungarden with 6. And Janiszewski hits it long. Point Lacaparral Valley. Eagles down by 2 now. 14 to 12. Number 4, Taylor Kittleson, sets the serve in to Gabby. Rachel with the set. Janiszewski with the big drive, and it's good. Gabby working on all cylinders right now. They struggled a little bit. Paige Nelson comes back in for the Lancers. She's going to serve. Gabby leading 15 to 12 here in set 3. Nelson serves in the Addie Bond. Kittleson sets up Bungarden from the outside. Nice dig by Paige Nelson. Janiszewski gets the point. Easy soft touch there by Mackenzie Janiszewski. 5th kill for Janiszewski. Coach Molly Hennon of the Eagles wants a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. Lancers lead 2 sets to none, and they lead 16-12 here in set 3. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufte Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufte Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufte's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TufteAuto.com. Tufte Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Stop in and visit with Kerry Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her office is located in the First Security Bank of Canby.
All right, 16-12, Canby here in set 3. They lead the Eagles 2 sets to none. Paige Nelson setting up Wente. Maya does a soft touch that time instead of hammering it. Maya saves it off the hit of Bungarden. Here's Rachel with a drive and good for Rachel Harding, number 7. And she's got 7 kills. Now you can hear the student body section. They're really going at it tonight. Trying to out-shout each other. Lacaparral Valley students all dressed in black. Canby students all dressed in pink. They're to my right here. Got my headset on. I really can't understand what they're saying, but there's some good laughs from the adults. So they're having fun tonight. And there's the 19th point for the Canby Lancers. That's an ace serve there for number 2, Paige Nelson. Paige serves it again. Back row, Curtis. Vaughn having some trouble. Bungarden's got to get it over on the third hit, and she does. Nelson sets up Wente. Boom. How many times have they done that tonight? Paige Nelson to Wente. And Wente picks up her 16th kill of the match. That's right, 16. Nelson serves in the middle of the floor. And an ace serve for Paige Nelson. Coach Molly Hennon on the floor, shouting encouragement or something to her team out there. Eagles actually took a 3-point lead at one point here in set 3. Nelson sets up Janiszewski from the outside, and that's good. Boy, 22-12. Lancers looking for a sweep tonight. Nelson serves again. And the Eagles now play it off the net. Nice play there by Kittleson. Nelson sets up Janiszewski. Boom. Actually knocked Curtis down. Janiszewski playing well. That's her 6th kill for McKenzie. Curtis pops it up off the serve of Nelson. Blocked at the net by Wente. Now Paige Meyer with a drive. Here's Nelson with the set to Wente, and they do it again. 16, 16, 17. kills. Paige Nelson looks over to coach Janae Wright. Serves in to Curtis. 24-12. This is match point, and the Eagles can't return it. They hit it out of bounds. And that's your volleyball match tonight. 25-12. Camby Suites, Lacaparro Valley. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back to Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Sports also brought to you by Wolfslager Excavating for septic tank installation, ditch cleaning, land clearing, CRP tree removal, basements, footings, and skid loader work. Give Chris a call at Wolfslager Excavating, 320-841-1074. That's 320-841-1074 for Wolfslager Excavating.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. Co-op Credit Union in Camby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Camby.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, we're welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, huh? Sure. You got time. We ready, Mike? We'll do it quick here. You can hear me?
Yep.
How we doing, Mike? Mike?
You're on.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. The Lancers win 3-0 on the Eagles. We've got head coach Molly Hannon with me. Molly, well, we found out why Camby's ranked number 3, right?
Yes, we did. They're a very good team. They have a lot of experience. It's not a surprise that they're ranked number 3. They're a really good team, serving team, yep. Especially. I feel like that kind of caught us off guard on defense, and we weren't able to set up the ball as much. But I'm thinking that third set, I told the girls, don't worry about so much about the score. Just keep your heads up, stay positive, keep talking. I feel like we kind of got them a little nervous there in that third set, but we weren't able to
finish.
Yeah,
you got out to a 3-point lead there in the third set, 3-4-point lead.
Yep.
But, yeah, I tell you, the combination between Paige Nelson and Wente, that's like Megan Larson and Taylor Reese.
Yeah. Yes, very good blockers. Like I said, very good serving, too. I feel like overall we covered pretty well. I think our passing was really good. Isabel Gertis in the back row got a lot, or kept up a lot of balls. She got 10 digs. Ayanna Gibson, 8. Tori Bungarden, 6. And then Addie Bond and Taylor Kittleson both had 4. The girls played hard. I feel like, like I said, we got nothing to lose in this game. Just play hard, try some different stuff. This is a perfect match for that.
Right.
We had a kind of a tough, easier little start, but then kind of some tough teams, RTR, Mineota, Camby, and now we have some teams that kind of even up with us a little bit. So
that'll be nice.
We have a tournament this coming weekend on Saturday in Minnewaska, and we'll see some good teams there. So.
Okay, you want to practice, you want to play against the good teams, right?
Yes.
That's how you get better.
That's how we get better, yes. Okay. We know what we need to work on. So.
All right, thanks, Molly.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you Saturday on the coaches show, okay?
Yep, sounds good. Thanks.
Whose water did you spill there?
My own.
Oh, that's yours. Okay.
Clumsy.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Molly. All right, we've got a couple. Talk to Coach Janae Wright here of the Canby Lancers. First, before we talk with our Neon Needles players of the games. Janae, congratulations. Boy, tell you that Paige Nelson to Maya Wente combination, that's scary.
Yes, and actually
the other team.
And it's actually a triple combination. We've got a great, our libero here, Rangard to Paige to Maya. And when you pass and then you set, our hitters have an easier time getting it over, and it's watch-out time.
That's right. It's fun to watch today. 25-7, 25-7, 25-12. You got them rolling.
We were rolling, and I'm just so proud of the girls because sometimes we let up a little bit, and I think they came out hard, especially the first two sets, and then we were just going to try some different things, and we still need to polish a few areas, but it's still early in the season yet, and I'm just proud of our kids. They played hard tonight.
Yeah, you know, you played at the Southwest Challenge last week.
That's we did.
Some really good competition there. It just makes you better, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Anytime you play better competition, you play up, and you play, and so you just have to play disciplined and just go out and be hungry, and the girls did that tonight.
Yes, they did, for sure. So, congratulations.
Thanks.
And looking forward to doing more of your games down the road today.
Awesome. Thanks for being
all
here.
All right, let's get a quick picture of you three here. We got the Neon Needles player of the games that we're going to name. And put the headsets on there, girls. Got Paige Nelson, the setter for the Canby Lancers, and Kyla Rangard. Congratulations, girl. Did you grab your T-shirts already?
Yeah.
All right. Wow, let's start with you, Paige. Amazing job you do setting. But wait, let's start with Kyla because it starts with her, right, Paige?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to turn you up here. Sorry.
No, you don't need to.
Kyla, you do such a nice job with the digs in the
Thank
back row.
Thank you so much.
Talk about your team here and what's going on.
I think we came out really strong. We knew what we needed to do, and we got it done. First two sets we came out, like, we were very determined to just...
I guess.
Play good.
It was just like clockwork going on, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you girls played a lot of volleyball this summer, haven't you?
Yep.
Talk about what you've done this summer.
I played out of Watertown. We did just...
Oh, you went to Watertown.
Yep,
okay.
We did lots of that stuff. And then this summer for teams, we just scrimmaged. We went to, where do we go? Sioux Falls and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me, Paige?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, something's wrong here. I can't hear you too much. Let's see if we can get this fixed quick here. All right, Paige, congratulations. Talk about your setting.
I think Kyla does a great job.
Go ahead.
I think Kyla does a great job getting me a perfect pass every time.
Okay.
And my middle backs, they do a really good job on getting me a good pass. That really helps.
You and Maya worked a lot on during practice?
I would say we just kind of connect. I don't know, Maya's a really good hitter, and she's really good at adjusting to every set she gets. So
how do you call it? I mean, do you talk to each other out there, or how do you decide?
Yeah, we usually call every set, and a lot of times we have this plays like set up before. Like, we have different free balls that we call, like, free ball C, and we always run a slide with Maya.
Yep,
so.
Yep, a slide. That's what I said. I learned that from Kelsey Feisey, a slide, a few years ago. That's how I learned about volleyball.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to share the mic there with Kaya.
Okay.
For some reason, we're having problems. So.
Okay.
Hey, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Are you having a fun year?
Yeah, it's really fun this year.
All right. The Southwest Challenge, you played some of the big schools last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Or last weekend. Talk about that.
That was really fun. I think it really helped our team get better, especially since Maya was gone, so everybody had to step up to help our team win.
Yep. Okay. Well, congratulations, girls. I named you Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. You got a nice T-shirt there from Neon Needles.
Thank you.
Just hang on to it. We'll take a picture, okay?
Okay.
All right. That wraps things up here. As I said, I was having some Wi-Fi problems earlier, so I haven't been able to pass any scores along. But the Canby Lancers win tonight 25-7, 25-7, and 25-12. I'll be in Mineota tomorrow I'll be in Mineota tomorrow for football with the La Caprile Valley Eagles, and that's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate it. And thanks to our sponsors. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to the Neon Needles post-game show special for the month of September. Get 24 one-color, one-location screen-printed t-shirts for only $8 each. Or 24 hooded sweatshirts with one-color screen print in one location for $28 each. Applies to sizes youth through adult extra large. Extended sizes are extra. This is a great way to promote your events, your business, your schools, sports, or even pride in your town or your farm. Call us now at 320-269-3373. Or stop in and shop our selection of ladies' boutique clothing. Because here at Neon Needles, making you look good makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guest Wine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn & Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.